Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and that's Whitney Houston performing I Want to Dance with Somebody Who Loves Me. It hit number one on this day in 1987 and won her a Grammy for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance in 1988. And this is our day, June the 6th, in history. On this day in 1863, the Battle of Milliken's Bend was fought. Not one of the major battles in the Civil War, but a big battle right outside of Vicksburg, Mississippi. And in this battle, there was a group called the African Regiment that fought in this battle against the Confederates. They were outnumbered, outgunned. Their armaments were not as good as Confederates, but they not only beat the Confederates in this battle and pushed them back, but one of the African-American soldiers took his former slave master prisoner. Battle of Milliken's Bend, today in 1863. Very quickly, in 1894, this is a huge strike took place, Cripple Creek Miner Strike. And then, in 1894, the then governor of Colorado, Davis Waite, actually sent the state militia out to protect and support the miners against the big guns sent in from the east to destroy the miners and to overtake them. On this day in 1909, and this is how recent this is in our history, in this day in 1909, the French troops captured a city called Abache, which is now where Chad is today in West Africa, and they beat Kandaye Empire, which was an empire that was connected to the empires all the way up to the northern coast where Libya is now, all the way across what became French West Africa, all across the middle of West Africa. It was a Sufi empire that was united with the Senussi. The Senussi were this Sufi movement that controlled Libya, and it was a very deeply spiritual and open Islamic form of belief. And this great Ultra Timbuktu was connected to this. This was the battles that completed the French control of West Africa, destroying the great free black African Muslim empires of North and West Africa. But this battle took place today, and it's a piece of history we'll link to. We should know this history in this very open society that existed until the French won finally the battle after a deep resistance of many years that was fought there. This day in 1944, the Battle of Normandy began. D-Day started on this day in 1944. And on this day in 1966, James Meredith, doing a one-man march on U.S. Highway 51 in Hernando, Mississippi, the second day of his 220-mile voter registration march from Memphis to Jackson, was shot by a sniper and wounded. And there's an iconic picture of James Meredith on the highway, arms outstretched after being shot. And then what happens is that on June the 7th, Martin Luther King, Floyd McKissick, Stokely Carmichael, and hundreds of other civil rights workers descended. They completed the march for James Meredith on June 26th, a rally with 30,000 people in the capital of Jackson, Mississippi, demanding the right to vote, demanding the end of racial terrorism. It was the same march where Stokely Carmichael gave his very famous, what is known as his Black Power speech, that all started beginning to take place on this day in 1966 when James Meredith was wounded by a white sniper. And on the same day here in 1968, Bobby Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, died from the wounds we talked about yesterday when he was shot by Sirhan Sirhan in Los Angeles. And, you know, this is the same Bobby Kennedy who tried to stop in some ways Martin Luther King and the March on Washington in 63. And I remember many of us watching him change over those 5 years into somebody who began to really realize that the people in the movement, the radical change, people were calling for us what we needed to save America. And you could see his transformation as a human being. And as I said yesterday, we can only imagine what America might have been like had Bobby Kennedy actually been elected president in 1968. One can only guess. On this day, in 1939, Marion Wright Edelman was born, the great American activist who's been fighting for the rights of children and founded the Children's Defense Fund. Was born on this day, along with Holly Near in 1949, who we recently interviewed, one of the great folk singer. So that is this day in history. There's much more that took place, but we are telling you to go to steinershow.org and check out this day in history. And when we come back, we'll be talking about the life of somebody most of us do not know, who was close to Malcolm X, the Japanese-American activist, Yuri Kochiyama. And we're hearing Yuri Kochiyama by the Blue Scholars.
I got that third world militant, still think it's relevant, even if them kids cop.